practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come your way once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church with other born-again, Bible-believing Christians. So truly, it's a delight to have you there listening to us this morning. We want to begin the program today with an old hymn of the faith entitled, Near to the Heart of God. that's absolutely true. And I can imagine that many of you can say an amen to that, that when you're going through the difficulties of life, there's no better place to be than near to the heart of God in prayer. As a matter of fact, our theme on the broadcast this morning has to deal with prayer, simply because of the fact that here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we've just come to the end of our annual prayer week and prayer conference. Ever since 1997, the first full week of the new year has been dedicated to praying for the ministry of the church. And what we normally do is Sunday through Wednesday night, we gather together and have a Bible study on prayer and then spend time in prayer. And then, of course, we encourage our congregation to continue in a specific way praying for the ministry right on through Friday. And so this past week, we had the opportunity of gathering together for another annual week of prayer here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. And I've often said that as God works throughout the course of the year, He does so based upon the prayer conference that we have here at the Faith Baptist Church the very first week of every new year. And by the way, a number of years ago, I put together a little booklet entitled Developing a Clear Vision of Prayer. It has a lot to teach on the concept of prayer. And if you'd like to have a copy of this, please contact us. We will send it to you free of charge. It's a little booklet, and it has about 30 pages in it, I guess, and teaches a lot on prayer. And I think that there are a lot of practical insights on prayer in this little booklet that would be a benefit to you. And so if you'd like to have the booklet entitled Developing a Clear Vision of Prayer, contact us, and we would be delighted to send it your way. And you may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us, and our address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That is 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And truly, we would love to hear from you. You may also email us at fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. But we'd love to put this little booklet entitled Developing a Clear Vision of Prayer into your hands. You request it. We will see that you get it free of charge for your own spiritual edification. Now, here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona today, we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And these days, we have home with us on furlough from Ecuador, Carlene Piper. She is the premier missionary from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, the first person who was ever sent out in the ministry from the church. And she's been serving the Lord in Ecuador for over 30 years. And so this morning, during the morning service at 10:30, she is going to be sharing with us, as well as tonight at 6 o'clock. She has a tremendous testimony as to how the Lord has worked in her life. She's involved with a tremendous ministry down in Cuenca, Ecuador, and I'd love for you to have the opportunity of meeting her personally and hearing what God is doing in and through her ministry. She is an example of faith. I've often said that if she lived back during the times in the Bible, her name no doubt would have been in Hebrews chapter 11 as one of the people of faith, because that's what Carlene has manifested down through the years. And so this morning she'll be speaking to us during the 10:30 service, as well as tonight at 6 o'clock, and we would invite you to come on out and be involved. And then I want to remind you that every Wednesday night at 6:30 we gather together for our midweek service. At 6:30 it's the children and youth ministry, as well as a single mom's ministry. And then at 7 o'clock at night we have a prayer meeting and Bible study, and Dr. Chris Davis is doing a tremendous job in leading us through the book of Ephesians. And so we'd invite you to come out and join us at one or all of the services we have here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, that we might be able to grow together in the things of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you once again for the great God that you are. We thank you that you've provided salvation for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have here on the Voice of Faith broadcast to proclaim your word every Sunday morning. And Father, you know everyone who's under the sound of my voice at this very moment. And it is my prayer that if there's even one who has not yet trusted Christ as their personal Savior, that today would be the time of salvation for them. And then, Father, I pray for those who are believers. Many of them are up and getting ready to go to a local church. I pray that you'll bless them today as they gather with other believers, and I pray that you'll use them to encourage other believers in your things. But Father, as we continue to focus on prayer today, I pray that for all of us who know you, that we will do all that we can to enhance our prayer life with you. For prayer is talking with you. Prayer is you speaking to us by means of your Holy Spirit, and prayer is a way that we can watch you work. And so, Father, I pray that you'll work in our lives today so that we might have a greater desire to pray and to talk to you on a day-by-day basis. Take the broadcast and use it for your glory, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's an old hymn of the faith entitled Sweet Hour of Prayer. From the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, and I'd like to read with you verses 6 and 7, where the Word of God says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." That's from the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And now before I deliver a message entitled, Does Prayer Matter?, let's listen to another song that expresses the concept of praying to God and having a great time of fellowship with Him in prayer. It's one of my favorite songs. It's entitled, In the Garden.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear calling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing.
There's no doubt about it, but that when we spend time in prayer, it is a great time of fellowship with the Lord. And as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, we are coming to the end of our annual week of prayer and prayer conference here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania. And our focus throughout the course of this week has been on prayer. And so I want to talk to you about prayer today. As a matter of fact, the question that I want to ask is simply this: does prayer matter? You know, we talk about prayer and we say that we're going to be praying one for another, but does prayer matter? Well, the answer to that question is yes, it does. But before we begin to look at some of the areas in which we know that prayer matters, let me give you a definition of prayer that I've been using down through the years. And once again, this definition is found in that little booklet I wrote entitled Developing a Clear Vision of Prayer that we'd love to get into your hands. That's free for the asking. If you contact us, we will see that you get it. But in that little booklet, I define prayer in the following way. I say that prayer is the communion, that is, fellowship, of the believer's heart with God that is conducted through praise, petition, intercession, supplication, and waiting upon the Lord that has the goal to glorify God in all things. I would encourage you to take some time and just think through that definition of prayer a little bit. We're not going to dig into it today. We could, because there's a lot of spiritual meat in there. But listen to that definition of prayer one more time. That prayer is the communion or the fellowship of the believer's heart with God that is conducted through praise, petition, intercession, supplication, and waiting upon the Lord that has the goal to glorify God in all things. And it's true, you know, it's during prayer that we bring our petitions and requests to God. But the purpose of prayer is not to glorify us or even just to get answers from God. The purpose of prayer is to watch God work and then glorify Him. Well, as a part of our study this past week on prayer, I put together a little study sheet entitled, Does Prayer Matter? And of course, we know that the answer to that question is yes, it does. And in this little sheet, I put together 12 particular statements that relates to us the concept that prayer does matter. Now, we don't have the time this morning on the program to look at all 12 of those. And so once again, if you'd like to have that little study on Does Prayer Matter, just contact us here at the church. We will see that you get it once again free of charge. But does prayer matter? Well, the answer to that question is definitely yes. Number one, prayer matters because prayer is the call for salvation. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, the Word of God says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we know that to be saved means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. The Bible tells us that if we want to trust Christ as Savior, if we want to be saved, then we need to call upon His name, and that's an act of prayer. Simply saying something like this, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, or whatever the words may be, our salvation begins when we call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save us. And so we see that from the very beginning of our walk with the Lord, the concept of prayer does matter. Secondly, prayer matters because prayer is an act of obedience to God. It is an act of obedience to God. In Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, the Lord Jesus is speaking, and before He begins to talk about prayer, we have these introductory words where it says, And He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Think about that. People, men, boys and girls, men and women, those who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior should always pray and not to faint. And in that little verse is a word called ought. You heard me say that. Let me say it again. Luke 18, 1. And He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And that word ought carries along with it the idea of a moral obligation. And so what we see is that the Word of God teaches that it is a moral obligation for those of us who know the Lord to be involved in prayer. And so prayer is an act of obedience to God. And when we pray, we will not faint spiritually. We'll have the strength that we need to serve the Lord. So prayer matters because it's an act of obedience to God. Thirdly, prayer matters because prayer is a factor in seeing God work. Prayer is a factor in seeing God work. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, the Lord Jesus says, Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. What a tremendous teaching that is that the Lord Jesus Christ is giving. And if we want to see God work in our life, we just need to ask and seek and knock. And when we do that in faith, we truly will be able to see God work for His honor and glory. So prayer does matter. Thirdly, as it relates to our study today, I just want to emphasize that prayer matters because prayer is a way to fellowship with God. It's a way to fellowship with God. We just had the opportunity of hearing that old hymn of the faith, In the Garden. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am His own. And that's a hymn that's written with the concept of faith. But in Psalm 63 in verse 6, the psalmist said, When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate upon thee in the right watches. That is, of course, the psalmist speaking about the concept of prayer, that prayer is a time to fellowship with God. He says, When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. I don't know about you, but some of the most precious times, and I might even say some of the most effective times that I've had in prayer is at night after I've gone to bed and just lying there waiting to fall asleep. I talk to the Lord and certainly sense Him speaking to me as well. And so prayer matters because it's a way to fellowship with God, to commune in our heart with God. Then prayer matters because prayer is the way to receive God's wisdom. Prayer is the way to receive God's wisdom. In James chapter 1 and verse 5, the Word of God says, If any of you lack wisdom, and by the way, we all do lack the wisdom that we need to serve the Lord. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. What a tremendous word of encouragement that is. That if we lack wisdom, and we all do lack the wisdom to serve the Lord, all we need to do is to ask the Lord in faith. That text in James chapter 1 goes on to say that when we ask God for wisdom, we must ask in faith, believing that he'll give it to us. If not, we're just like the waves of the wind, the tossed and roll the waters of the seas. In other words, we're very, very unstable. And so when we pray, it's important to pray faith, believing that God will hear and answer and give us the wisdom that we need to serve him. And when we pray through faith, we will be able to see God work. Now, these are just a few of the principles that I've shared with my congregation this past week on does faith matter? And of course, faith does matter because it's the call of salvation. It's an act of obedience to God. It's a factor in seeing God work. And of course, as I've emphasized again this morning, it's the way to fellowship with God, and it's a way to receive God's wisdom. And I would encourage you to develop a good, strong, solid prayer life. If you'd like to have this little study on Does Prayer Matter, contact us here at the church. We will be delighted to get it into your hands as well. Prayer changes things. Prayer draws us closer to God, and prayer glorifies God. Thank you so very much for joining me today. Now, I trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And until next Sunday at the same time, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Truly, the best is yet to come. Amen.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.